Embraced, online Lenten devotional journey through Lent with Mary and the Saints. Welcome to Embraced, a journey through Lent with Mary and the Saints. As we embark on this online pilgrimage, we invite you to join us in contemplating the Lenten experience from the gaze of the Blessed Mother, who witnessed the transformative journey of her Son, Jesus. We will intertwine Mary's perspective with the timeless wisdom of our revered Catholic saints, offering us valuable reflections that guide us through this season. Prepare your hearts for a meaningful Lenten pause for reflection, repentance, and renewal.
Hello, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. We come today to the first week of Lent. In the Gospel of the first Sunday of Lent, we meditate on Jesus being driven by the Holy Spirit into the desert, where he is tempted by the devil for 40 days. Now, before this, Jesus is baptized by John in the River Jordan, and the Father reveals his identity as his Son. The Father says, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Mama Mary, too, experienced the revelation of her identity as Mother of God at the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel says to her, "You will conceive and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." Then the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mama Mary, and she went in haste to her cousin Elizabeth, who was also with child in her old age. In our lives today, when we receive Christ into our hearts, his Holy Spirit leads us to bring his presence to others. How do we make room for Christ in our lives? Now, in Lent, the Church presents three ways that form and transform our lives into Christ. And those three ways are prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Prayer. Prayer is a heart-to-heart union and communion with the living God, allowing his love to transform us, to draw us into his fiery heart, and to inflame us to love him and love all of our brothers and sisters. So that's prayer. And yet we also need fasting. And what is fasting? Fasting is making space for this union to happen, this communion with the living God. And almsgiving. You know, as we pray and as we fast, the love of God fills our hearts to overflowing. And this overflow is what we give to others, sharing with them the presence of Christ that radiates from us through our prayer and our fasting. And this is what Mama Mary did during the visitation. She conceived Christ within her womb. And then, during the first Eucharistic procession, she brought Jesus within her womb in haste through the hill country to her cousin Elizabeth. Now, what happens during that encounter of Mama Mary and Saint Elizabeth? The infant within Saint Elizabeth's womb dances for joy. I like to imagine that as Saint John the Baptist was dancing with joy, so too Jesus was dancing within the womb of Mama Mary. And so during this first week of Lent, let us ask Mama Mary to lead us to those in our lives who need some joy, the joy of Christ. Let us ask her to lead us so that we can bring, through our prayer, our fasting, we can bring with our almsgiving, the presence of Jesus into those who need his love, who need his joy, and need his light. There's so many dark places in our world, and Jesus is the light of the world. This week, let us look at the example of Saint Benedict, at what he says about our relationship with Christ and listening to God. So this is what Saint Benedict says. "Let us get up then at long last, for the scriptures rouse us when they say, 'It is high time for us to arise from sleep. Let us open our eyes to the light that comes from God, and our ears to the voice from heaven that every day calls out this charge. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And again, you that have ears to hear, listen to what the Spirit says. And what does he say? Come and listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Run while you have the light of life, that the darkness of death may not overtake you. So let us ask Mama Mary to draw us into the light of life and to allow Christ, who is the joy of every human heart, to fill our hearts with his joy, and that with that, to take that joy to others. So let us meditate on this second joyful mystery, the Visitation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you and know of our prayers for you as we journey this first week of Lent.